an environment with more water, all these cells that were close together where the blood would flow in, give it its nutrients, now the space expands and it's harder for the nutrients to get to the cells. Also, with all this water, there's less what getting to the cells? Anybody guess?
Oxygen.
So you have less what? Energy. As you get less energy, all the cells become weaker. As they get weaker and you have less energy, the functional efficiency of your whole body begins to drop. And pretty soon you go, I'm getting old. What you really are is toxic. And what you want to do is eliminate that waste. So I want you to know about three studies that are critical to understanding what it takes to be healthy. How many agree that health is energy, that energy comes from the cells? Let's see if you agree with that. Say aye. If that's really true then, and we know that we need those cells to get us oxygen, then let's look at a little research. The first study here is from Dr. Otto Warburg. Now, here's a guy who won the Nobel Prize for his studies in cell respiration. And he had this theory. He said, okay, there's no question in my mind that oxygen is the single most important nutrient that the human body must have. So I wonder what would happen to cells if I were to lower the level of oxygen available to them. What would really happen? He's one of the first people to ask that question, really test it out. And so what he did was, he got his Nobel Prize because he took these cells and he took them out of various animals and he put them in bell jars. And then what he did is he reduced the oxygen level down to about 70%, and in some of them, in the case of 60% of what the animal would normally get. So it took the cells, let's say, for example, out of these rats, stuck it in this bell jar, reduced the oxygen down to it. Now what do you think happened to the cells? Some of them did die. Many of them weakened. But here's what's really interesting. A large number of them mutated. They mutated because cells need oxygen and the force of life is so strong. Did you see the movie Jurassic Park? Do you remember there where they said, oh, these dinosaurs, you know, we made them so they can't, you know, have any new dinosaurs. And there's that moment where they find the dinosaur eggs. And they go, uh-oh. The force of life is so strong in your body. Most of you fear cancer. What cancer is cells that have not been given enough oxygen. Something has ruptured some. Something has made them go haywire, whether it be chemicals, but usually it's a lack of oxygen. And in order to survive, they're not trying to live in an environment with no oxygen because they want you to live. So without oxygen, they go rampant and grow like crazy. They're growing. They're living. But they take over the space in your body, and that's why you see these lumps coming out. They don't belong there. Cancer is your body trying to stay alive in spite of the fact that you have poisoned it continuously. That's what's really happening. Now here's what's really interesting. What he did is he went through this and he said, wow, I dropped down 60% lower. Some of them mutate. That's really fascinating. Mutating cells are what kind of cells? Anybody know?
Cancer
cells. They start growing rapidly. He started thinking about this and wrote this paper about it. Then his student, years later, Dr. Harry Goldblatt, he's a Rockefeller Institute researcher. He decided to take that same hypothesis and really test it. So he decided to take cells out of these rats. And what he did is he did the same thing, but he did two things. He took one bell jar and he put in that rat cells and he reduced the oxygen down to 60% of what they would normally get alive. He took another bell jar and in this one, he kept the oxygen level at the normal level. Well, the cells that were kept at the normal level of oxygen, same percentage, how do you think they did? Well, guess what he did? He gave them nutrients and he gave them the same amount of oxygen and he gave them the room to eliminate the waste. They all lived fine. In fact, they were vibrant. He went to the other ones. What happened? Some died, some weakened, some mutated. He then took the cells back out of the bell jars, re-injected them back in the rats. And the rats from bell jar number one, the control group, no problem. The rats took the cells back in, went on, continued to have healthy lives. The rats where they took the cells out where there was less oxygen, they injected in the rats. Every single rat developed what? Cancerous tumors. Every single one. What might this tell us about how important oxygen might be in dealing with this scary thing most people think of as cancer? A little important, or maybe the most important thing of all, what would you say? No question.